This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning.
And good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
And Aaron as well.
Oh, come on. I thought you would have improved on that since last week.
No, everyone knows who we are now, so it's just my good friends having a chat.
But I started out as the Alan Aaron.
Yeah, but see, I didn't say and just Aaron.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Diva? We've just started. Oh, my goodness. All right.
He didn't get his blue smarties today.
He didn't, no. All right, so today, our topic for today is a cool one. It's date night. Okay, nobody responded. This is awesome. So date night obviously doesn't happen as much as it should. And we're going to start with Colette. How important is it for couples to get out on a date night?
Date nights are vitally important. But in saying that, obviously, even in my own marriage, it's something that you've got to work through all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Marriages go through different phases and different stages. So every time you have a change in your marriage, whether it's having a baby, whether it's suddenly your children become teens or there's more sport involved, things like that, that's when you will need to reassess and you'll need to find new times and new ways of doing it because you change as your stages of life change.
And you become all about the children, obviously, which is a good thing, but it becomes all about the children and, like, even just as you say, adding sport to it, even just a little thing, it's going to change the amount of time you have. What would be the dangers for couples who just let it slide? They just don't do it.
I think realistically, you will lose touch with each other. You know, if you go to work, you spend a lot of time on a project and your boss would expect you to keep putting the effort in. But I think sometimes in marriages we can take it for granted and we think the person's always there and you kind of forget to keep in touch with what their interests are, what their dreams are, what they love, what you fell in love with in the first place. So it's important to just keep your marriage alive.
Absolutely. And Katrina, how does it go in your house? Do you get enough time?
Okay. Well, look, I used to think it was hugely important to have a date night. And so I used to make a really big deal about it. But what I found is that if you don't go out all that often, then when you do, it's just way too much pressure.
I agree.
You know, when I was weaning Kaylee, I remember we hadn't been out for about 6 months or a year. And I kept asking Chris to take me out somewhere nice, somewhere special. And, you know, we went to the local pub, had a huge fight, absolutely massive fight. And I just remember sneaking back home, shamefaced, and the babysitter saying, "How's your date?" And we were like, just, oh, so embarrassed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But it was a fight. Actually, it was a fight we had to have.
Yeah.
And years later, we actually talk about that as a turning point in this particular issue. So I think, you know, it still demonstrates that spending time together is important. I guess the way I look at it now is I think maybe the concept of date isn't the right one. I mean, when you're falling in love, you can stare into each other's eyes. You can think everything the other person says is absolutely fascinating. But it is hard to have that level of conversation with someone that you see every day and that you know everything about. And trying to manufacture romance when, you know, just been cleaning sick off the floor together or whatever may not be that successful or authentic. So what I think is really important is just to have fun together.
Yes,
have fun together. And for me, that's not going to be going to a Megaplex movie and rushing through a dinner in one of those franchise restaurants.
Yep,
it's just that is not my idea of fun.
Yep.
But sometimes going to a wedding together with a bunch of friends, going kayaking, going camping with other families, doing things that you find fun. Like one of the best nights we had was going to see the World Cup soccer.
Awesome.
And we went to Leichhardt and there was this amazing atmosphere. And look, I got to admit, it was me and four blokes. You know, it wasn't a date. But it was a really fun night.
It was a connected experience.
Yeah. And so I just kind of think, you know, make sure you have fun together and make sure that at least some of that time is without the kids.
Absolutely. And Mr. Wright,
how does it go? Date nights, terrible. I think they're a bad concept because of exactly as Katrina said, the pressure thing.
Yeah, the pressure.
You go out. I cancelled the date night recently. Horrible husband I am. It was a horrible day and a friend was coming over. We had a couple of hours. We're going to rush and have some dinner and shove it down and whatever. And it would have been horrible. So I said, no, this is ridiculous. We're not going to do it. I got takeout in the end. We watched a movie and just relaxed, and it was the best ever. It was much better than some dingy little rushed in horrible, you know, people waiting for takeaway next to you kind of staring at you. That's all over. And I just think concepts should be destroyed.
All right.
Too much pressure.
We're aiming for positivity here, and I think Aaron's nailed it. All right, stay right there. We'll be back with more on date night. Okay, so we're talking about date night. This is our weekly panel. Colette, Do you think that, Aaron said earlier, that it should be cancelled? Why do you think there's so much pressure for couples to have a really great time really, really quickly?
I think because we know that it's important to put into our marriages and keep sowing good things into our marriages and keeping the love and the passion alive. But I completely agree with Aaron that you can get so worked up about the date night that it becomes this big pressurized thing. And so I think it's actually almost important to start off with low expectations, particularly if you haven't done it for a while. And so seeing a night on the lounge, watching a DVD and having takeout as a date night together, I mean, as a young couple, you would have sat in your boyfriend's lounge and done that anyway, and that still would have been classed as a date. So,
very true.
So don't make it having to be something expensive or, and even if initially when you start out and you're always fighting when you go out to dinner or whatever, go for a movie or something where you don't have to talk. I'm not advocating not talking.
No.
Start off with that.
That's right.
You can just ease into it and then possibly have a coffee afterwards and just start practicing the, you know, the new tradition that you're doing.
And especially I find too, after having had two kids now, and often people's like, we'll take your kids, you go out. And it is such a beautiful concept. Yeah. But if you're exhausted, we've done a few breakfast dates.
Oh,
I'm so glad you said 8:30 that. In the morning. And I can remember holding my eyes from the glare, like just going, why are we here? I'm not awake. And then maybe my husband getting a little bit upset, like, oh, don't you want to have... Yes, I do, but I'm so tired, I can't even remember your name.
I'm glad you brought up the breakfast because I think you've got to find what works for you. And for some people, you might have been up all night with a baby and so you're exhausted. Yep. That doesn't work. But for some people, they're more exhausted at night, so morning's better. Have a nana nap in the afternoon if you need to. I'm a fan of the nana nap. So be refreshed for the evening. So... Yeah, it's just being creative.
And
yeah.
I think too, also, a great way you can bless someone, I think, is a voucher. Then they can take it whenever they want. If you're looking to say to someone, let me take your kids, give them a voucher to a cafe or a movie.
Katrina? Absolutely, I agree. And I think it's about finding the thing that you are both going to find fun. Don't feel it has to be this romantic candle at dinner. That doesn't work for you. Breakfast, whatever, you know, going bushwalking. But I was just going to tell you about a night we had the other night. You know, I've been wanting to watch this. I watched this movie Midnight in Paris with a girlfriend, and I thought it was so beautiful and so romantic. I've been saying to my husband, come on, let's watch it together, you know. And so, yeah, he agreed. We hired this movie. Happened to be a night we were babysitting the cousins. So kind of we've started the movie playing this beautiful atmospheric movie, and then every 10 minutes we got to pause it to play Good Cop, Bad Cop.
I hate that.
And then it was kind of getting late, and I kind of had to express some milk, you know, for the baby. So I'm like, do you mind if I just, you know, express a bit of milk? And Chris is like, yeah, I've really got to do my physio exercises for my knee. So here we are watching this romantic movie in front of the television, yelling at the kids every 10 minutes. I'm expressing milk, he's doing his knee exercises. It was so romantic.
I reckon that's a brand new romantic comedy about to come out. Oh, Katrina. I reckon if people could see us right now and could put their hands up, they would be doing that, saying, we've done that. We have done that. Oh, my goodness. Aaron, final word for you guys on date night.
Take moments. That's the best thing with my four crazy kids around. Take moments when you can get them, when they're watching TV even. Just go take a moment, just go out, have a drink or whatever. Yeah. I make a nice coffee for my wife, stuff like that. Just enjoy that and then go back to the madness.
Because the madness is always going to be there. Yeah. Let's not pretend it's not.
Yeah.
But we can actually take some time to enjoy each other in the process.
Yep.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Particularly, I'm going to have visuals of that.
Oh, it's scary.
That's a fantastic date night. And I'll catch up with you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.